We turn now to a conversation with Cardinal Roger Mahoney, who heads the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. It's a place filled with Catholics who do go to church. A few years ago, Cardinal Mahoney wrote a pastoral letter to priests telling them that the church is changing and fast. Parishes, he wrote, would move from priest-run and centralized to collaborative and lay-inclusive, that is, more democratic. When we sat down yesterday at a seminary in Rome where young American priests are trained, I asked him about that pastoral letter.
We have Mass in 42 languages on Sunday, and how to deal with all these groups and have them work together. For us, that's a great challenge. So there's no one in the Vatican or anyone else who could comprehend our reality, much less give us direction of how we are to do it. So the emphasis really, I think, is shifting now to more decentralization, not centralization.
As the church looks ahead to a new pope, what are the most critical areas of concern for the church?
Well, one of the issues that we have to look at is the reality that the major growth of the church is taking place in the southern hemisphere. Africa, Latin America, Asia, those churches are very important, and they hold two-thirds of the Catholics of the world. So we have to listen to all of their concerns. I was in Africa this past October, and their needs, their priorities are different than ours. So we have to listen to each other and listen to the Holy Spirit and really decide which of these need to be the highest priority for the whole church now, not just for one region.
Yeah, interesting, because, of course, the notion of the vibrancy of the church in the Southern Hemisphere. Just as an example, you were in Africa. What did you hear that mattered to them that might even surprise Americans?
Well, that their concerns are the impact of globalization, for example. International corporations headquartered in the United States purchase enormous billions of dollars worth of goods from basically slave markets. Their concern is, how are we going to ever improve the standard of living if these multinational corporations are able to pay people a dollar a day or a dollar a week in order to produce goods that sell for huge amounts in the United States and other places? So they see the whole development of their countries based on a greater equality among nations.
And in Africa in particular, AIDS is a big issue. One might think African Catholics would be calling for a change in the position on the use of condoms. Would one be right or wrong?
I think you'd be wrong. And the reason is because that is not going to end the problem. The problem in Africa, as the bishops told me and the lay leaders told me when I was there, isn't condoms or no condoms. The problem is sexual promiscuity. And so they have to create a morality and an ethic among people to be able to say no. Personal responsibility, is what they told me, is the foundation of a better Africa.
Pope John Paul II, it has been said of him that he was a pope for his time. Would the cardinals now be looking for a pope for the times that are to come? Well, what are your priorities?
Certainly one of them is to focus really on the vibrancy of the Southern Hemisphere, and to all of us to take a look at our own countries and the degree of faith in our own churches and our own countries. One of our fears, I think certainly my fears, I should say, is what about Europe? I mean, the life of the church in Europe is fairly insignificant. In I think for France, example, mass attendance is 5%. That's dreadful. What's going to happen here? So there are a lot of significant issues there to take a look at, but I think they all have to do with an increased vibrancy and dynamism of the church worldwide.
Cardinal Mahoney, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles speaking here in Rome in anticipation of tomorrow's funeral for Pope John Paul II. You can see a list of the cardinals who may become the next pope at npr.org.